If you would join me in today's Advanced Biblical Hebrew class, please open up your books to page 66. We're at the section of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, which y'all will recognize as the Shema. We will start as we normally do on page 67, and they only give us one new vocabulary word, me'odecha. Everybody say me'odecha.
Me'odecha.
Me'odecha. You notice the echa ending is your, and the rest of the word is ma'od. When we use ma'od by itself in a sentence, how do we normally translate? Tov ma'od. Very good. Uh-huh. So it indicates an increase. And that's what me'odecha, which is translated here as your might, really means is your increase. What you tithe to God is the increase of your fields, the increase of your flocks, and that's what it's talking about. It's your increase. Let's go to the verb analysis chart. The first word is shema. And I say shema. Shema, you notice, comes from tishma, but there's no tav up front. Why would the tav have been removed? What does that indicate? It's a command form, right? So when God says, "Hear, O Israel," it's not a suggestion. Shema is a command. It means hear or listen up. The next one is the ve'ahavta.
Ve'ahavta.
Ve'ahavta. The vav is a reversing vav. So it reverses from the perfect tense to the imperfect. And it becomes, and you will love. And of course, that's one of the songs in our songbook is Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, which is simply from the Shema here. It's the portion called the Ve'ahavta, which means, and you shall love. The third one, Vahayu.
Vahayu.
The Vav is a reversing Vav. Hayu is perfect tense, so it becomes imperfect. It's third person. So what does Vahayu mean?
They will be.
And they will be. How do you know it's plural? They will be.
The
U at the end, right. Hayu would be they were, put a reversing Vav, and they will be. The fourth word, Metzavacha.
Metzavacha.
Metzavacha is a, what's that? The mem up front tells you it's a participle. It's from a pael verb. Pael is strong emotion or strong action. And that's when you have a mem up front to indicate a participle is in the pael. And what does participle mean? Continuing action. Right, ongoing action. The cha at the end is a suffix. So who's being commanded?
You.
You. Mm-hmm. So commanding you. Let's look at the grammatical notes. It says in Jewish tradition, Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9 is called the Shema after the first word in verse 4. Why is the first book of the Bible in the Jewish Bible Bereshit?
It's the first word of Genesis.
Because it's the first word of Genesis. That's right. So this is a very common practice. It's called the Shema because that's the first word. Grammatical note to 6:4 says this verse is a restatement of the first commandment as the Jewish theologians consider the commandments. Says, see Exodus 20, verses 2 to 3, or Deuteronomy 5, 6 to 7, on pages 54 to 57. Says, like Leviticus 19, 18, on pages 40, 41, this line is quoted in Mark 12, 29 to 31. Despite the importance of this verse, its precise meaning is unclear. What do they mean by the Shema's meaning is unclear?
I guess they don't understand what it means.
Right, but you and I do. It says, some suggest that the commandment means Israel should worship only one God. Others interpret the line as a monotheistic creed specifying that Israel's God, unlike the gods of Israel neighbors, is alone and has no consort. What it really means, of course, is there is no other God. And there is not a plurality of gods. There are not three gods standing around a campfire in heaven shooting dice to see who gets to make the decisions. We have just one God. For 6:5, it says, this verse states that Israel should love God with its collective heart, soul, and might or power. But I would tell you, in addition to might and power, it's really talking about the increase of your flocks, the increase of your fields. These were the things that were tithed. And the word love in Hebrew is not an emotion, it's an action verb. It says, these words merit a brief discussion. Laver, heart in Hebrew, can signify the mind or will. That's right. They didn't have Gray's Anatomy to know that the heart meant an organ in the chest beating blood. They mean your internal mind or will or what motivates you to action. It says, see 1 Kings 3:9 on page 89 for another example of this usage. The word nephesh, which is soul or person, is often translated as soul, but this can be misleading. It means with your whole person, with everything that you are. It says, this word does not imply a contrast to the physical body. Instead, think of nephesh as life or being. So with all your heart means, with every intention of the heart, everything you're motivated to do, do it for love of God. If you do that, you'll never commit adultery, you'll never steal, you'll never break the Sabbath. You'll be motivated out of all your internal desires to follow God. And with your whole nephesh means with everything that you are. With your hands, with your feet, with your mind, with your mouth, everything will be for the purpose of loving God, pleasing God. It says, finally, ma'od, might or power, is a word you know as very. That's right. Some interpret the word as excess, others as might or capacity, but I'm telling you, I think the proper interpretation is increase. When it comes to the tithe, if you have 10 cows, how many do you give to God?
One.
Nope, the answer is you don't know. What you tithe is not the number, it's the increase. If I have 10 cows 1 year and 20 cows the second year, I give one cow. If I have 10 cows the first year and 11 cows the second year, can't give a tenth of a cow. So, never mind that example. Verse 6, the grammatical note. The injunction to keep these words upon your heart probably means to think about them. It does. It means to meditate on them. Not just to occasionally think, but to meditate and let your life be driven by these words. So with that, let's go to page 66. Let's read first in Hebrew. Shema.
Shema.
Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Eloheinu.
Eloheinu.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Echad.
Echad.
So, Daniel, do the first half of the sentence, up through Adonai, the first one.
Okay. Hear, Israel, the Lord.
Okay. Now, break it down more. What is Shema? You said it's a command. What does it mean?
It means hear and take it to heart.
Hear and take it to heart. You could even read into it the words obey, right? Shema b'kol is to obey. And who's Yisrael?
That's anybody who has the faith of Abraham or the children of Israel.
Those who descend from Israel who have the faith of Israel? Uh-huh. And what is Adonai?
That's the Lord.
That's the Lord. It's the Tetragrammaton, the four Hebrew letters, Yod, He, Vav, He. But where does it come from? What is its derivation?
It comes from Asher, Ayah, doesn't it?
Yes, from Exodus chapter 3. It comes from Asher, Ayah, Asher. I got it backwards. Ayah, Asher, Ayah. Ayah means I will be. But you don't want to say, when you're speaking about God, I will be, assuming the name of God, appropriating it to yourself. So you change the Aleph to the Yod and make it literally, He will be. So that's how it relates to Ayah, is from I will be to He will be. And Candy, Eloheinu, what is Eloheinu?
Our God.
Our God. What does the Sereyod tell us?
It's plural.
It's plural. How can God be plural?
The triunity.
The triunity of God. When it's speaking of God as a triunity, what kind of verbs are used?
Singular.
Singular. That's right. If Elohim is being used of pagan gods, what kind of verb is used?
Plural.
Plural. That's how we can know in a Hebrew sentence, is it talking about our God or the pagan gods? Is look at the verb. Is it singular or is it plural? So carry on. Adonai is what?
The Lord.
The Lord. And Echad
is one.
Okay, so put it all together. Either one of you, what does this sentence say?
Hear Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Hear Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Or, hear O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. That probably is a better, actually, translation. And what that's trying to tell us is the Lord, which is singular, is our God. And the Lord is one, that there's not multiple gods. That's pretty cool. Verse 5, in Hebrew, Ve'ahavta.
Ve'ahavta.
8. Yeah, notice it's not et, it's 8. Adonai.
Adonai.
Elohecha.
Elohecha.
Bechol.
Bechol.
Levavcha.
Levavcha.
Uvchol.
Uvchol.
Nafshecha.
Nafshecha.
Uvchol.
Uvchol.
Meodecha.
Meodecha.
Okay, Daniel, what's Ve'ahavta?
And you will love.
And you will love. What's the 8?
That's Yeshua. That's the All of God.
Yep. It's a direct object marker, but the vowel has been changed. And as I remember somebody recently teaching a two-part lesson on that, whenever you see the Aleph Tav with a Sere vowel instead of Segol, look and see how it teaches of Messiah. So if you were to look at that as Messiah, what then does Adonai Elohecha say to you?
It says that Yeshua is the Lord your God.
It says Yeshua is the Lord your God. In the New Testament, does it say, and thou shalt call upon, well, let's take a better one. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yeshua. If you were to put that back into Hebrew, what would Lord be there?
That would be the Tetragrammaton.
That would be the Tetragrammaton. So, and you shall love the Lord your God. Candy, b'chol levavcha.
With all of your heart.
With all of your heart. U'chol nafshecha.
And with all of your soul.
And with all of your soul. U'chol meodecha.
And with all of your increase.
And with all of your increase. So I think we've already talked about that as we talked over page 67. So let's read on. Hebrew. V'hayu.
V'hayu.
Hadevarim.
Hadevarim.
Ha'ele.
Ha'ele.
Asher.
Asher.
Anochi.
Anochi.
Metzavecha.
Metzavecha.
Hayom.
Hayom.
All.
All.
Levavecha.
Levavecha.
Daniel, do the first half of the sentence.
And these words which I command you.
And these words which I command you. Candy?
Today
will be
upon your heart.
Upon your heart. When you have a noun sentence like that, usually you would think of the verb as being is, or in this case, since it's plural, are. If you look at the sentence that way, are upon your heart, what would that mean? Candy.
I'm not sure. What's your question?
The question is, she did a good translation. She put in for the verb that's not there. It's a noun sentence. Will be. I said, what if you put in the word are, which is what you would normally insert? It would mean that these words are not just for some future date, but they're for now and forever. There are people who say, well, the commandments didn't really start until they got into the land. So out there in the wilderness, God didn't care if they made a golden calf or something. Did God care? Yeah,
yes.
God cared.
Yeah, absolutely did.
He wanted them to follow after him from that point forward and forever. Turn a page. Verses 7 through 9. Let's look first at the new vocabulary on page 69. Oh, I like this one. This first one says, Vashinantam.
Vashinantam.
And you are to teach them diligently. The vav up front is the and. The them is the am at the end. Shinantam. And you are to teach them diligently. Not just teach them. What's the verb for teach? Lamad. Lamad. So this one is to teach diligently. How does that differ? What's diligently mean?
It's like, is there's a little bit more emphasis on the teaching.
Right. It's a teaching that is to be emphasized, that is to be important. I like that. The next word says ukshartam.
Ukshartam.
Ukshartam. The u up front is and. The am at the end is them. Kashar is to bind. What does it mean to bind?
It means like, put them on so they don't fall off.
To put them on so they don't fall off. To make it so important that you don't want to lose them, right? Yes, that they won't get lost. La'ot.
La'ot.
La'ot. They give us the vocabulary as a sign, but we're going to cross out the word as and put what in its place? For a sign. The lamed means to or for a sign. Oat. Where's the first place you see oat used in the scripture?
Is it in
Genesis chapter 1, verse 14?
Is it the one where it talks about these shall be a sign for the moed and all that?
Yep, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So signs are important to God in the scriptures. Sometimes they're signs he gives to us, like the rainbow in the sky. Sometimes they're signs we do for him, like in Exodus 31 when we keep the Shabbat. It's a sign that we serve the true and living God. The next word down is latotafot.
Latotafot.
Latotafot. Says like bands. It's not like. It's again for bands. What would it be if it were like bands? It would be ka-totafot, right? Ka-totafot. And finally we have mezuzot.
Mezuzot.
Mezuzot literally means doorpost. So a mezuzah, which is a thing we put on the doorpost, is called a mezuzah because that's singular for doorpost. Mezuzot is plural for doorposts. Let's look at the verb analysis. Vashinantam.
Vashinantam.
It's from the verb shanan. But it's PAL, which means what? Not just simple action, but strong action, and emotion. That's why it's not teach, but teach diligently. Reversing vav perfect, which means what? You shall teach them. Mm-hmm. Or you are to teach them. Next one. Vadibarta.
Vadibarta.
Not from amar, which is said, but debar is a pael verb again, strong emotion, which is speak. If Moses said to the people, he's just quietly instructed them. In Deuteronomy, he's using the verb debar, which means he's pounding the podium. He's trying hard to get them to listen. So, vadibarta, it's reversing vav, makes it imperfect, and you will speak. Right?
Yeah.
And you will speak. Next verb, bashiv techa.
Bashiv techa.
The cha at the end is you. The ba is in. Shavat comes from yeshav, to sit, settle, or dwell. So in your sitting or when you sit. Right?
Yes.
Infinitive. Next one, uvlechtecha.
Uvlechtecha.
And in your walking or going. The u up front is the and. The vav is in. Lech is from halak. Techa at the end is your. And in your walking or going. Next one is uvshachbacha.
Uvshachbacha.
Ushakvacha, from shachav, which means to lie down. The u up front is and, the ba is in. Shachav, there is lying down, and the chatin is or, so, and in your lying down. And of course, this is when we're to teach them diligently to our children, in our sitting, in our walking, in our lying down. Next one is ukmomecha.
Ukmomecha.
Uv komecha, the u is and, vav is in, kum is arising, and cha yor, and in your rising up, or arising in the morning, means when you get up in the morning. The next one is ukshartam.
Ukshartam.
Ukshartam, the u is and, the am at the end is them, and bind them. And bind them. Next one is Vahayu.
Vahayu.
We've already talked about that one last page. The vav is the and. Hayu is they were. The reversing vav makes it imperfect. They will be. And the last one, Uktav Tam.
Uktav Tam.
Comes from the verb katav, which is write. The u is and. Katav, write. Tom is them. So, and you will write them, because it's a reversing vav, and you will write them. Grammatical notes. Chapter 6, verse 7 says, sometimes the preposition beit, ba, is used with verbs of speaking, thinking, and knowing to denote the object of the action. In this verse, ba appears beside devar, which means about. Okay. Second one says, in the second half of verse 7, ba means when and is used with infinitives. You can translate either in your something or when you something. So the regular infinitive is used frequently in temporal clauses such as these, often accompanied by a bait. See page 210 of First Hebrew Primer. Okay. 6-8, the language in this verse is unusual. Kashar usually means to confine or to bind something, and is used with concrete nouns. Totafot or bands is an uncommon word in any context, meaning they had a hard time trying to decide what it meant. This verse may be a figurative restating of verse 5, and I agree with that. It's figurative, not literal. Says, in later Jewish tradition, this injunction was interpreted literally and is why the Jewish people literally bind the phylacteries on their arm and on their forehead. I could show you from the scriptures why I think it's not meant to be a literal but a figurative restatement. But that's for another day. Page 68. Let's read the Hebrew. Vashinantam.
Vashinantam. Lashinam tam.
Levanecha.
Levanecha.
Vadibartam.
Vadibartam.
Bam.
Bam.
Bashivtecha.
Bashivtecha.
Bavetecha.
Bavetecha.
Uvlechtecha.
Uvlechtecha.
Baderech.
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 Ushach Bacha.
Ushach Bacha.
Uvkumecha.
Uvkumecha.
Daniel, go to the end of the first line, and we'll have Candy do the second line.
Okay. And you will teach them diligently.
And you will teach them diligently.
To your children.
To your children.
And you will speak.
And you will speak.
About them.
About them.
In your sitting.
In your sitting. What word do you see in the midst of that word?
I see Shabbat.
I see Shabbat as well. What does Shabbat mean?
It's to rest.
To rest. So that's not where the word literally is derived from, but it sure gets across the connotation. When you're Shabbating, we should be teaching about the scriptures. That's one reason we do that. Keep going. Bavetecha.
In your sitting in your house.
In your sitting in your house. Candy, pick up.
And in your walking on the road.
And in your walking on the road.
And in your lying down.
And in your lying down. What's that mean?
Like when you go to bed.
Like when you go to bed. Uh-huh.
And in your getting up.
And in your getting up. Meaning from the time you get up in the morning until the time that you go to bed, we should be teaching diligently to our children, whether we're sitting, whether we're working, whether we're walking, whatever we're doing, we should be constantly teaching the commandments of God to our children. What happened when Israel didn't do that? One generation walked with the Lord, then what did the next generation do?
They into pagan idolatry.
They turned to pagan idolatry, and then God would come in and correct them, and the next generation would walk before the Lord, and the next generation would turn back to pagan idolatry because the parents were not teaching the children like this as they should. And that's why when Judah returned from the Babylonian captivity, they started the synagogues to say, if parents aren't teaching the children properly, we'll have a place where everybody goes every week and studies the scriptures together so that we will never again forget the commandments of our God.
Do you think that this verse is part of what...
I'm sorry?
Do you think that this verse is part of what...
Candy first, then Sandy. Candy, go ahead.
Do you think that this is why they have a special prayer for everything they do throughout the day?
Do I think this is why they have a special prayer for everything they do throughout the day? The answer is no, I don't think that's why. Go ahead, Sandy.
It sounds like the United States. And you don't have to repeat for me. I can hear them fine.
Okay, good. I'm trying to make sure that the recording picks it up. For the folks in MP3 land. Verse 8. Ukshartam. Ukshartam. Let me give it the right
name.
Laot.
Laot.
All.
All.
Yadecha.
Yadecha.
Yadecha. Vehayu.
Vehayu.
Latotafot.
Latotafot.
Bain.
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 Einecha.
Candy.
And you will bind them
Go ahead.
A sign upon your hand.
Okay, fair enough. Daniel.
And they will be for bands among your eyes.
Yep. Okay, now let's talk about that. The post-Yavne interpretation of this verse is to literally bind tefillin. And perhaps even before that, there were some who literally bound tefillin. If this is not meant as a literal command to take leather straps and wrap them upon your arm and your forehead, what would this mean, Daniel?
Well, it means like your actions.
Yes.
Need to show, and what you're thinking and your actions need to line up, and they need to match what the commandments want you to do.
Exactly. Yadecha indicates your actions, and between your eyes indicates your thoughts. So every thought and every action should be directed toward fulfilling the commandments. Number 9, Hebrew, Uktav Tam.
Uktav Tam.
All. Mezuzot.
Mezuzot.
Beitecha.
Beitecha.
Uvisharecha.
Uvisharecha.
Daniel, the first two words.
And you will write them upon the doorpost.
Candy?
Of your house.
Uh-huh.
And on your gates.
Yeah. Now, this is why, in my house, if you come, you will see a mezuzah tacked up at my doorpost. But if this was not to be taken literally, but symbolically, Candy, what would this be trying to tell us?
That you remember it's not just something you do inside your house, but as you leave, you do it out in the world also?
That we do it both places, out in the world and at home. That the commandments of God should have a central place in our house. What was it Joshua said? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Yep. So I put up a physical mezuzah, but I also remember, think of the other interpretation as well. That ends our section from the Torah. Now, if you turn to page 72... we will begin our section from the Nevi'im. What are Nevi'im? The prophets. Page 72 begins a teaching from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. If we come over to page 73, let's look at the new vocabulary. And it's Heniach.
Heniach.
Heniach. What name do you see in there?
Noah.
Noah, which is Noah, comes from the word rest. The hey up front tells you it's going to be he feel, which is causative. So instead of the subject resting, he's going to cause somebody to rest. Then we have Oivav.
Oivav.
Oivav means his enemies. You've heard of oive. Oive comes from the same derivative. Oivav is his enemies. Where do you see the his?
It's the vav.
The vav at the end. I thought an o vowel, a cholam vav, was the signal letter for his. Except when it follows a vowel. If it follows a vowel, the O becomes just a vav. Because can you have two vowels in a row? No.
No.
Then we have Natan.
Natan.
Natan means he gave, but as a name we say Nathan. But Natan literally means he gave. Then we have, oh, here's a good word, Arazim.
Arazim.
Arazim means cedars, right? Cedars. And finally we have Hi-ri-ah.
Hi-ri-ah.
What is the ha? The rest of it is tent curtains. Where would they have tent curtains?
The tabernacle.
That's right. Samuel was the last prophet before Israel demanded a king and Samuel anointed Saul, so he would have been associated with the tabernacle. Very good. Verb analysis, vayhi.
Vayhi.
From haya, the vav is a reversing vav, so it becomes what?
And he was, it becomes perfect.
And he was. The imperfect becomes perfect, and he was. Good. Next verb we have is yashav. No, let me, I have a problem with my eye at the moment. Yashav comes from the verb yashav, means he sat, settled, or resided, right?
Yep.
He sat, settled, or resided, etc., etc. Third one, hey, ni'ach.
Hey, ni'ach.
It looks like hey, ni'cha. Why isn't hey, ni'cha? When you have a chait with the patak, it's pronounced ach as opposed to cha. In a good publishing, the patak will actually be a little bit to the right of the chait. It comes from the verb nach. Everybody say nach.
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 That vav in the middle means it's going to be a hollow verb in the perfect tense. It's he feel, which is causative, and it means what? He gave rest. He gave rest to somebody. He was given rest. Uh-huh. Somebody was given rest. Oivav.
Oivav.
Comes from the verb av. Again, with the yod as the middle root letter, it's going to be in the perfect tense, a hollow verb. It's the participle form with his on the end, so his enemies. His enemies. Vayomer.
Vayomer.
And he said, right?
Yep.
Because the reversing vav imperfect gives it a perfect tense meaning, and he said, Ra'e.
Ra'e
is a command form. It should be tir'eh, but the tav is gone because that's how you indicate a command form in the Hebrew. Ra'e is a command for see, or you could also say look, depending upon which sounds better in the translation. It means the same thing. Yoshev is the participle form, sitting, dwelling, or residing. Then we have another yoshev.
Yoshev.
What does it mean?
Same thing.
Same thing. Yep, whether they have the cholam or the cholam vav does not change the meaning of the word. Lech is another command. What is lech?
Go.
Go. Walk or go. That's why as we studied in Exodus today, we kept crossing out go and putting come, because the verb was bow, not lech. Underneath that we have
asay,
which is another command. It says make or do, not a suggestion. Then lemor is an infinitive, which literally means to say, but how does it get translated in the Bible?
Saying,
and it means what follows is a quote. Let's look at the grammatical notes for chapter 7, verse 2. It says, many people translate hai ria as a tent, but the word literally means the curtains. The curtains. The tabernacle was not literally a tent, but it was curtains hung around. I didn't say that so well. The tabernacle compound had tents all around. So when they saw the tents, they referred to it all as the tabernacle.
Curtains all around.
Yeah, had curtains all around. Oh, going to be one of those days. It says, we translated the passage as, but the ark of God sits in the middle of the tent curtains to preserve the grammatical structure of the Hebrew and a sense of the English. So if you went inside the tent curtains, there's where the tent itself sat with two parts. The first part being the holy place where they had the table of showbread, they had the menorah, they had the altar of incense, etc. Then behind the veil in the Holy of Holies, what sat in there? There's only one thing.
Ark
of the Covenant, right. The next grammatical note says, as you learn in the first Hebrew primer, participles may be spelled with a holon vav or just a holon vowel. When letter is used to mark a vowel, such as vav, yod, or hey in u, e, and a, that letter is called a mater lectionis, or mother of reading. I don't know why we need to know that, but we do. Page 72. Let's do some Hebrew. Vahi.
Vahi.
Ki.
Ki.
Yeshav.
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 Hamelech.
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 Beveto.
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 Vadonai.
Vadonai.
Heiniach.
Heiniach.
Lo.
Lo.
Misaviv.
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 Mikol.
Mikol.
Oivav.
Oivav.
Now that next last word, Mikol. Why isn't it Mikol? It looks like Mikol. Why is it Mikol?
It's just pronounced with a O sound.
It's pronounced with an O sound. That was clever.
We just memorized it that way. We don't know why.
Okay. Let me explain to you why then. That's actually an chatoth kametz, which is normally a shava in a patak. But you can't accent a syllable that has a shava. So with a one-syllable word, you can't put a shava. So it's the hatof kamates, but they couldn't put the shava. Otherwise, we'd be going, you can't accent any syllable. And that's not possible. Okay, Daniel, first half of the sentence.
And it was.
Key.
That the king sat in his house.
So, and it was that the king sat in his house.
And the Lord. Gave rest to him.
Had given rest to him. Candy? Candy? Don't let Candy be left out.
From round about.
From all of his enemies. Now, what does this mean? What's it trying to tell us, Candy?
He didn't let anybody attack him.
Okay, so there's finally peace in the land. Number two, Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
El.
El.
Natan.
Natan.
Hanavi.
Hanavi.
Ra'e.
Ra'e.
Na.
Na.
Anochi.
Anochi.
Yoshev.
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 Bevet.
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 Arazim.
Arazim.
Va'aron.
Ha-Elohim.
Ha-Elohim.
Yoshev.
Yoshev.
Betoch.
Betoch.
Hairia.
Hairia.
Candy, start out.
The king said,
so who is the king here? What king are we talking about?
David.
This is David, right.
The king said to Nathan the prophet.
To Nathan the prophet.
see, please.
See, please. Daniel.
I am residing.
I'm residing in a house of cedar.
And the Ark of God.
And the Ark of God. Literally, it's the God, isn't it?
Yeah. Resides in the midst of the curtains.
Resides in the midst of the curtains. So, Daniel, what is the king saying to Nathan here?
He said, I have a better house than God.
That's exactly right. I have a better house than God. How does David think that's right?
He doesn't.
That's right. So he wants to build the temple. Let's read on. Verse 3. Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Natan.
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 El.
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 Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Kol.
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 Asher.
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 Bilvavcha. Lech.
Lech.
Asay.
Asay.
Ki.
Ki.
Adonai.
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 Imach.
Imach.
So up to this point, David has been consumed with the wars against the Philistines. Finally, the nation's at peace, and David looks around and says, why is my house better than the Lord's house? Now translate this verse. Somebody start.
And Nathan said to the king, all which is in your heart, go, do.
Daniel?
Because the Lord is with you.
Mm-hmm. Verse 4 in Hebrew. Vahi.
Vahi.
Balila.
Balila. Balila.
Hahu.
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 Vahi.
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 Devar.
Devar.
Adonai.
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 El.
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 Natan.
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 Lamor.
Lamor.
Uh-oh. What did Nathan the prophet fail to do before telling David, go do it?
He forgot to consult with the Lord.
He forgot to consult with the Lord. So when he said, oh, go do everything you want to do, let's see what the Lord has to say. So somebody start translating verse 4.
And it was. In that night.
In that night, meaning that very same night.
And it was.
Candy?
The word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord. How do you know that's a word pair, Devar? Other than the dash between the two words, look at the first vowel. The first vowel got shortened to a shava, and that indicates a word pair. So, and the word of the Lord was?
To Nathan, saying.
What's that word saying mean?
It's going to be a quote.
The Lord wanted recorded in the scriptures exactly what he said. So turn to page 75, look at the new vocabulary. Yes, go ahead, Daniel.
On verse 3. The very last word, imach.
With you.
All right. If that's Nathan talking to David, why does that have a feminine ending?
Don't know. Do you?
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Don't know. That's interesting. That's just what's there. Okay, page 75. Not a good answer, but...
Was Nathan confused about who is talking to?
I doubt it.
Is it talking about maybe the nation or something? God is with... Well, no, because then it would be plural.
Oh, the word for nation is singular. I just never gave it a lot of thought.
Fearful of the fact.
No, no. But instead of trying to guess why, let's just say that's just what it says. And it's possible that when they took it from the Bible and put it in a book, they may have put a typo. It could be that simple. I don't know. Page 75. But that's your homework for next week. Try and figure out why.
I'll let you.
Okay. Verse 75, the first word, Uvmishkan. The word mishkan means tabernacle. So the u is and, va is in, and in a tabernacle. Mishkan, tabernacle. Because what does shekan mean? Shekan means to dwell. To dwell in a mishkan is to dwell in a tabernacle. The Shekinah glory
is
of God.
Where the word Shekinah comes from?
Yes, that's where the word Shekinah comes from. Shekin is to dwell in a tabernacle. And then we have Shovte is tribes of, it says. Tribes of. Okay, verb analysis. Lake is a command. Go. That's simple enough. Go. Va'amarta. And you will say, right? And you will say. That's just simple pa'al. Next word is amar.
Amar.
He said. Also simple pa'al.
Tivneh.
Is from the verb bana, which is build. It's imperfect. You will build. You will build. Lashivti. The lamed indicates it's an infinitive, so it's to dwell. Right?
Well, it has the T, which means first person, so like, wouldn't that be me? Or I?
Let's see how it's used over here. Looking to see where they located it over here. Ah, okay. It is an infinitive. The E at the end is there for my. So it's going to get translated for my dwelling.
Yeah.
But it's literally infinitive with a me attached to the end. Then we have Yeshavti. I sat.
Yeshavti.
I sat, settled, or resided. Ha'aliti.
Ha'aliti.
That's interesting. It's from Allah, which is go up or ascend. It's he feel, which is causative, which means to cause to go up or to offer. Okay. Then va'eyeh.
Va'eyeh.
The va is a reversing vav. Eyeh is I will be, so it reverses to say, and I was, right?
Yeah.
And I was. Then we have a participle, meet halake.
Meet
halake. The mem up front tells you it's a participle. It's a heat pa'el verb, which means reflexive. That is, the subject does it to themselves out of choice. when it says, and Enoch walked with God in Genesis, that's a het pael verb, and it means he chose to walk with God. He caused himself to walk with God. So it's walking. Walking. But you understand it's a special kind of walking. They say walking about here, close enough. And
heat halakti
is another form of that same heat pael verb. It's simply I walked about. In our English Bible, they're just going to translate it as I walked, and that really doesn't convey the full meaning. And lastly, dibarti.
Dibarti.
I spoke. Grammatical notes, chapter 7, verse 5. A house bayit for God is a temple, and a house for a king or queen is a palace. The word bayit can mean the temple, it can mean a synagogue, it can mean a tabernacle, it can mean a dwelling place, a house where you and I dwell. Synagogue, all those words in Hebrew would be bayit. The next grammatical note for verse 6 says, you are likely to see many translations of B'nai Yisrael, including sons of Israel, children of Israel, and people of Israel. Please scratch out people of Israel, because that one is really so far off the mark. But it can be sons of Israel or children of Israel, because if you have a mixed gender group, in Hebrew you refer to it in the masculine. Says, according to biblical tradition, the people of Israel descended from and were named after Isaac's son Jacob / Israel. So all of these translations are correct. We simply translate the term Israelites. Okay. We're going to do better. We're going to say the children of Israel or the sons of Israel. In verse 7, the grammatical note is, most translations give chiefs of Israel for Shivtei Yisrael, which literally is tribes of Israel. Following a parallel section in 1 Chronicles 17:6, and assuming that God was more likely to talk to tribal leaders than the entire tribe itself. Okay, fair enough. Page 74, Hebrew, Lech. Va'amarta. El. Avdi.
El.
David.
Co.
Amar.
Adonai.
Ha'ata.
Tivneh.
Lee.
Vayit.
Vayit, not bayit, vayit, because it follows a vowel, so they don't get a doggish in that first bait. La shivti. Let's translate it. Daniel, lake.
Go.
Va'amarta.
And you will say.
El.
To.
Avdi.
My servant.
Candy, El.
To.
David.
David.
Co.
Thus.
Amar.
And.
Adonai.
The Lord.
Daniel. Ha'ata. What is that first ha?
It means it's a question.
Correct. What's ha'ata?
You.
Put it in a question.
Will you?
Will you? Tivneh. Build Lee.
For me.
Candy. Vayit Lashivti.
A house to reside or for my dwelling.
Yes. Right? A house for my dwelling place. Yes, for my dwelling. So what is the question? What is this verse all about, Daniel?
It's about David building the temple, but you know, he's pretty much saying, you know, can I just dwell in a house? I mean,
it's more the question of, is it really your desire to build me a house? That's what he's getting at. That's why the question, will you build for me a house for my resting place? Verse 6, Hebrew, key.
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 Low.
Low.
Yeshavti.
Yeshavti.
Bavait.
Bavait.
Lamiyom.
Lamiyom.
Ha'aloti.
Ha'aloti.
Et.
Et.
Benay.
Benay.
Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Mimitzrayim.
Mimitzrayim.
Va'ad.
Va'ad.
Hayom.
Hayom.
Hazer.
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 Hazer. Va'eyeh.
Va'eyeh.
Mithalech.
Mithalech.
Ba'ohel.
Ba'ohel.
Uvmishkan.
Uvmishkan.
Okay, somebody start verse 6. And go till you stop, and the other person pick up.
Because
I did not reside
in a house. Or that llama is confusing to me. From the day.
Yeah, he's saying,
from the day I brought out.
I brought up, caused to go up, caused to ascend. Daniel?
The children of Israel.
Keep going.
From Egypt.
Uh-huh.
And until this day.
Uh-huh.
I was walking around.
And I was walking around or walking about.
In a tent. Or in a tabernacle.
It's actually and in a tabernacle, but or sure sounds better.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it sounds better with the or. Whether you call it a tent or a tabernacle, he said that's where I was. Verse 7, our last verse for today. Bechol. Asher.
Asher.
Hitalachti.
Hitalachti.
Bechol.
Bechol.
Benay.
Benay.
Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Hadavar.
Hadavar.
Dibarti.
Dibarti.
Et.
Et.
Achad.
Achad.
Shivte.
Shivte.
Yisrael.
Yisrael.
English, please.
In all which I walked myself around.
Mm-hmm.
In.
Or with, or in this case,
with
probably.
All of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Daniel? What
did
is that,
I speak?
Ha? Mm-hmm. Did I speak? Yep.
One word. I guess two is implied.
Or with. The et here can be with also.
Okay. With the tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So the ones actually have to go with tribes. It doesn't much matter. Did I speak one word with the tribes of Israel? Meaning what? Did God ever once ask for this house? Is going to be the question. Did he?
No.
Never. But you know what? This is going to impress God that he didn't have to tell David to do it. It's David's heart. It's David's desire that he wants to do it. And that's where we'll pick up for this week, and we'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 76.